Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The first woman to serve on the state Supreme Judicial Court has died. Ruth Abrams graduated from Radcliffe and Harvard Law. She was appointed to the court by Governor Michael Dukakis in 1977 and served until the year 2000. She died last week at the age of 88. With more on Ruth Abrams' legacy, we're joined this morning by Margaret Marshall, the first woman to serve as the Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court. Justice Marshall, good morning. Thanks very much for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you, Mr. Oaks.
Let me start this way, if I might. In remembering Justice Abrams, you said to the Boston Globe today that she was way ahead of her time. What did you mean by that?
She was way ahead of her time in two respects. First, she was the only woman to serve on the Supreme Judicial Court in its then more than 300-year history for almost 20 years. And she used her position to emerge as one of the most thoughtful and forceful jurists about so many issues which touched on the lives of women and others who had been excluded from the judicial system before that.
She was an advocate for women, women lawyers, women in the justice system.
She certainly emerged as that. I think she approached her work as a judge and as a lawyer, but primarily as a judge, looking at the cases as they came before her, but bringing to those cases her perspective as a woman. What was remarkable about her is that she persuaded her colleagues on the court to join with her. We look frequently to the United States Supreme Court, of course, but to the work of Justice O'Connor and to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In some ways, Ruth Abrams was a combination of both. She was both the first, and also she brought to her work the unique perspective of being a woman.
Do I have it right that she encouraged you to make the move to the state Supreme Judicial Court when you had not been a judge?
She certainly did encourage me to apply. I was the general counsel at Harvard University. I received a telephone call from her, which was unusual. I had not previously received a telephone call from a justice of the Supreme Judicial Court. And she encouraged me to send an application in for this opening on the Supreme Judicial Court. I was both startled and moved. I don't think she was encouraging me alone. I think she made, as I understand it, she made a number of telephone calls to say to women, you have to apply. If you don't apply, we won't have women on the bench. What I recall most about her is how generous she was to me and how very helpful she was to me. She was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. She would remember cases and often, you know, be able to cite them to me when I asked her a question about something. She might say to me, you might take a look at this case, naming something from the 1950s or the 1960s. She was lovely. Yeah, she was a wonderful, wonderful colleague.
Former State Supreme Judicial Court Chief Justice Margaret Marshall, thank you very much for joining us this morning on WBUR's Morning Edition to help us remember Justice Ruth Abrams, who has died at the age of 88. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Oaks.